Hello and welcome to the How to Dad podcast. Today we'll be learning how to change a diaper. I know what you're thinking. Changing a diaper isn't hard. For most of us seasoned veterans, that is true. However, if you're a veteran, you're probably not listening to this. You or your wife found this podcast because you found out 8 months ago she's pregnant, and now you're so nervous you can't sleep. During the sleepless, anxiety-filled time, you decide to try and prepare yourself for what's to come. Looking up videos of birth, packing your hospital bag, even finding podcasts with instructions on how to change a diaper. Okay, let's talk about changing a diaper. There are a few essential items required when changing a child's diaper. Number one, a child. Number two, a diaper. And number three, wipes. Those three things are the bare minimum when changing a diaper. Some additional, or what I like to call advanced package items, are a new change of clothes, a blanket to change on, a toy for distraction, or maybe even another child to help keep the little one entertained. The way I like to change a diaper, and we'll just talk about the basics now, is to lay the happy child down, open the new diaper, and prepare the flaps. Open the wipes container and pull out one wipe and begin changing the diaper. Now let's backtrack for a second. I said open the new diaper and prepare the flaps. What I mean by this is every diaper, when it is packaged, is folded and compressed. You need to open it and pull the Velcro-like tabs out to the side so that once the diaper is under the child, you can save time and strap it on right away. So let's say this is the easiest day ever. The child's happy, it's a pee diaper, you have enough wipes and clean clothes. Lay the child down onto a safe surface and remove the clothes in way of the diaper. Open the diaper and use the front flap of the old diaper to wipe any excess residue off the front part of your child's undercarriage. Grab the child gently by the ankles with your non-dominant hand and lift just enough so the cute bottom clears the floor. This is when you pull out the old diaper and slide in the new one underneath. When you slide the new one in, be sure that you are putting the side on your child's back that has the two pull tabs to wrap around to the front. This is the way the diaper is designed to work, and it's important to get this muscle memory down for when you have to do it in the middle of the night. Now take the wipe you have already and wipe the bottom and anywhere else in the beaten zone, or space where the urine occupied on the surface area of your child's skin. Put that spent wipe in the old diaper and lift the front flap of the diaper onto your child's lower stomach. You mustn't put the Velcro straps on too loose or too tight. A good way to ensure this is to hold the front flap with your non-dominant hand and grab either strap with your dominant hand. Place the strap onto the diaper and on your child's side until you just barely have to pull on it to create tension. Perform the step with the other side and you will have a well-fitting and leak-resistant diaper. The hard part is over. Perform the step with the other side and your job will be complete. Now replace any clothes you had to remove and return your child to their natural habitat. Take the old diaper, throw it in the diaper hamper or in the trash can. Once you have done all of these things, you have completed a diaper change. Tune in next time when we talk about explosions, nighttime diapers, and the ever-frightening chocolate fingers. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed my podcast.